Yo, Matt, yo, yeah. You guys are really smart.
Yeah.
The playbook is deep.
Yeah.
There's like a million different teams. Like, yo, it's crazy. Like, and there's like, you're on a team of 54 other people.
Yeah.
Basketball
yeah.
is only 14 guys.
Yeah.
There's 54 guys in your locker room. What makes you nice? And you start. Yeah. So you have, what, three different guys that want your position at all times.
Yeah. yeah.
But you guys are on the same team.
Basically, yeah.
Man, your mental health must be all over the place.
It's crazy.
So how do you deal with the pressure mentally? Because a lot of athletes are having, you know, a lot of pro teams now have clinical, there's all kinds of terms on there, psychologists,
yeah,
therapists.
Post-traumatic stress yeah. disorder, yeah.
So are you starting to see that? Because you're at a big school, ACC, Syracuse. Do you guys have that as well?
We have the access to it, but that's not something I really, like, use. I mostly, like, rely back on people back home
okay.
to talk to them. Like, when I'm going through stuff and, mm-hmm. like, I'm in my room and I'm just, like, I need to talk to somebody, mm-hmm. I call them. Like, for example, I call Jamarco if I need to talk to him, if I just need to clear my head and get myself away from the football and the school and everything like that.
But where'd you get that? Where'd you get that from, you know, the fact that you recognize when you're down, like, okay, I need to reach out to somebody. Is that some of your parents instilled in you or just over time, like, okay, this is the way I best cope when I'm feeling down?
It's just the way I cope with it. Cause like, I don't always want to, like, I'm not the type to, like, speak about my emotions like that to, like, just people that I don't know. Mm. So if I go to talk to people I know and they know me for years, then it's easier for me to express myself.
Okay, well, Dame Dollar, Syracuse, wide receiver, smart, look yeah, out man. For him. Very smart, man. Yeah, yeah, your parents did a great job with you, yeah. Feel bad for some of y'all. Ain't nobody getting money from this guy. Ain't nobody getting the cut. I'm telling you. Listen, I gave you guys insight. Hopefully, I'll have you back after, you know, you pass the draft. Come back anytime you want. And,
definitely.
You're home for the summer?
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll take you out to some barbecues and stuff like that, man.
Sounds
you
good.
Know, because, you know, I got to bring Porsche to some Syracuse games. Syracuse is a beautiful town. Beautiful town. Yo, yeah. The Taylor Port's over there in the States. $8 U.S. Have you had Taylor Port?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Before you cut to it. He's in College University right now. Tell them about the Taylor Port game, because when I brought it up to Montreal, my cousin put me on. She went to Buffalo University. She goes, "This is the poor man's Henny."
Yep.
So you're in the cut right now. Yo, $8. How much is it in Syracuse for the Taylor Port?
I don't remember, to be honest.
He
ain't paying for nothing. What are you talking about? He ain't paying for anything.
Him and your husband, we don't pay for bottles, man. They just show up. I know how it is. Yo, it's my biggest regret on Porsche. Never be able to play basketball in the States. I cry about it at night. I have PTSD. I would have done great playing NCAA. What?
See?
I would have gone to Michigan. It would have been beautiful.
Aww.
Dame Dollar, come back anytime. We have you here for the summer, so we'll be on some barbecues and stuff and have you come back before you go to Syracuse.
Sounds good.
And wish you all the best, man.
Appreciate it.
I guess we'll play some music. Big Will's here. I know we got some announcements. We got to find the other dude. I think it was a sex show. So Maddie going to bring us into it. What? Maddie, what are you feeling this morning on the mix, on the Guardian mix? I know we're starting kind of late here, 8:02. I know we're starting kind of late here. What are you kind of feeling there?
I ain't gonna say,
man. Okay, let's jump into it. When homeboy comes to do the community updates and all that, Montreal, my city, 8:02 in the morning detour on the MyCKT 9.3 FM. Mm-hmm.
Russ.
But the money makes me handsome.
The Journey is Everything Tour.
But they got
Saturday, May 28th, Plas Bell. Russ.
NCAA, like, college football is
the special guests, Boogies and Caitlin. Tickets on sale now at eventco.ca. Russ,
and, like,
The Journey is Everything Tour.
Fans are asking for it. They're loving it.
Here for the first time in Montreal. Event proud to present Montreal Beach Fest.
Place to be
at Clock Tower Beach,
Old Fort Montreal.
Music by
Nickatonga,
Nickofish, DJ Taurus, Crystal Sound, Nemesis Sound, DJ Fire Joint, special guest DJ Lava Sound from Bronx, New York.
On the menu,
we got jerk chicken,
jerk pork,
Beach Fish,
fried chicken,
curry kung,
soup, food and refreshment on sale.
Starting from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Regular tickets now on sale at eventbrite.ca.
I think I know what
you're Mongo Bay, and Frontline Restaurant, or contact them at 438-229-4257. And do remember, keep it out the gate.
Take the date and don't be late.
There's a capacity limit, so get your ticket now.
High quantity lasts.
For more information, DM us on Instagram
at RayAuthentic.
That's why they say.
The head coach?
Yo.
Yeah, it's the media.
Cause if we ride through the city, then we ride in the city, then we bold.
That's right.
Cause if you fly in my city and you finally see me in the vault. Okay. Ain't gonna run it nowhere. Couple thousand records don't trip. And then we slide in the city and we ride in the city, then we go.
Yeah. Come roll with me, words nice, together flowing. You know that's poetry, been ghostwriting supposedly. Who bringing them hits? My city, my town, you know we running this ship. Low key, don't need the clout though. Once you got some bread, then we could settle on the mounts though. We the type of team to help you do it from your house door. From the ground up, now you got floors. Watch it come to life, and that's the price you gon' be glad to pay. I used to be in Boy Scouts, and I learned some things to help a brother through life. Well, now they watch the Boy Scout, and I recruit like brawl out teammates. Get them acquainted, picks talents, mixed balance, a language that's resonated in their interest. A time to data invest. Worked it out, I've been flexed. Showed them there's a greater goal, way to go, index. I'm glad I never gave up reaching success. Tired of feeling much less. Know this game is greasy, it ain't easy, this is enough stress. Call it like who up next.
Cause if we ride through the city, then we ride in the city, then we bold.
That's right.
Cause if you fly in my city and you finally see me in the vault. Okay. Ain't gonna run it nowhere. Couple thousand records don't trip, and then we slide.
Yeah. Styling, no. Listen, but got pictures with me smiling, no. All the things you need, you still want problems, though. All the things I know, I still been styling, though. Yeah. Used to be at Silver City Indigo. Used to be in lunchroom playing dominoes. I don't wanna have to go to funerals. I gotta start sleeping at the studio. I don't have no time to be no Romeo. All the love I need is at the rodeo. All the love I need is here at OVO. Steady doing double shifts. One to do the beat and I open up like a double click. More blessings because I'm generous. 30-seater plane for like 10 of us. Remember when I bought Silly the fake Chanel wallet? She knew that shit was a fraud but never told me about it. Nowadays, when we catching up, we just laugh about it. Can't describe what my life is like when she asks about it. Scary whenever I close my eyes at night. Waking up to public statements about my private life. I can never sleep till morning on all my quiet nights. But you can rest assured that my mind is right. Get no sick days. I leave for like 3 months and 6 days. Never stick around and see shit change. Get little updates. Texting my inboxes have been popping. Seasons go by like I've been watching. Went from Club Palazzo in the bridge to Club Live. To not even showing up at a club unless we doing biz. I can't even party while a nigga pursuing this. Distractions will do you in the truest sense. Especially people that wanna love
you. Yeah.
10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands, fuck it, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG. Niggas sleep, I ain't tripping, I'ma let them sleep. I ain't tripping, let them rest in peace. I can tell you how it happened. I can tell you about the safe house nights out in Calabasas. I can tell you not a rap. Trying to sell this story, I don't even open up a package. Who you with? What you claim? I was paying mama's rent when I was turning 17. Sold her dirty like that Anna never clean. My ex asked me where you moving, I say on the better things. Yeah, 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands, fuck it, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG, niggas sleep, I ain't tripping, I'ma let them sleep. I ain't tripping, let them rest in peace. I've been in the crib with the phones off. I've been at the house taking no call. I done hit a stride, got my shit going. In the seats cooking with the wrist motion. Drapes closed, I don't know what time it is. I'm still awake, I gotta shine, sure. I can never ever let the streets down. Haven't left the condo for a week now, man. 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands, fuck it, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG, niggas sleep, I ain't tripping, I'ma let them sleep. I ain't tripping, let them rest in peace. I've been on a mission, haven't left the condo. This that OVO, that season, this that new Toronto. I get boxes of free Jordan like I play for North Carolina. How much I make off the deal, how the fuck should I know?
There's only one more, Jason.
Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs, but my only drug is hip-hop. We love this life. It's the Morning Vito on the Mighty CKT 94.3 FM. Yeah.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, okay. Montreal, my city, 8:09 in the morning. The best morning show in the country is The Morning Detour. Porsche kisses the real swell and the woman with the... I don't feel right calling you the girl with the dragon tattoo. But you're young at heart, the girl with the dragon tattoo. We just had Dame Dollar on the show. Big up Syracuse, ACC wide receiver. Now, Big Will, you got some events going on.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm going to do two as well, and then we'll play the interview with Khan Booba about mental illness. But I'll let you go, Big Will. What's going on?
Right now, actually, as you know, the July 22nd comedy show is sold out. So what we're doing, we're actually adding another show with completely new lineup of comedians.
22 sold out?
Sold out, my
man. So I don't have to promote that one.
Oh, no. 22 sold out.
No, I just don't know how we're doing this.
No. 22 is sold out. Actually, we sold out the 9:30 show within a week, about like when we announced it. So the 9:30 show was sold out 3 months before the show. And the 6:30 show just sold out this week.
That's your anniversary event, right?
Yeah, basically celebrating 20-plus years in the industry. So I'm not saying exactly how many years. I'm just saying 20-plus.
And that's, God is good.
Yeah, which is the whole red carpet, waterfront dinner. Valet parking comedy show, like on some bougie stuff. That's
well,
what we're
doing. Damn, I gotta come to this event.
We're sold out. I got you.
These guys, we got you. Okay.
Yeah, so now we actually added July 15th. July 15th, we're doing it. It's like the whole during the whole Just for Last festivities and everything. Okay. We have Nitish Sakuja coming in. Actually, he just made an 80-city tour over two continents and everything. So we're bringing him back to Montreal. Nice. Super, super hilarious. We're bringing him. We have another amazing comedian, Willie Del Vecchio, my Italian to the fullest. Like, super, super hilarious. And, so July 15th, $20 only. $20, you can get it online at bigwill.ca. And for people who cannot make it or need comedy now, every Tuesdays, we're over at Cuisine and Verdun.
Yeah.
So every Tuesdays, it's $10 cover charge and everything. You get a meal. You get an amazing show. Come through.
I never had the food at Cuisine. I heard it's pretty
amazing.
Good, though.
I heard it's great. Amazing. And I'm a foodie, so I guess I'm going to come out there.
Fat boy heaven. I'm telling you.
Okay. See that we have you on the line now, Big Will.
Yes, sir.
Savannah has the Woosa. Clothing line, eco-friendly.
I'm ready.
It's Friends of the Turtles. Her husband's in the back. He there punching the numbers on the phone. He's like, how many banana boat lotion will we need to lather Big Will?
We good.
What's the budget for the woman that's going to lather Big Will with the banana boat oil?
Oh, no, I'll pay for it, too. I got sponsors. That's actually when you were offering me Hennessy. I can't take that. I got Kvasi as sponsor.
Kvasi ain't come over here yet. It's so kiki love, but it's so kiki love. I mean, I'll take the black Hennessy because, you know, I'm a big pure white guy. Yeah, okay. I'm going to put Big Will's business out there. Big Will's moving and shaking the Taboo. How do you like your experience at Taboo?
It was amazing.
It was good to come to an event that you didn't have to organize.
No, for sure. It's like basically it was night off and everything. It was amazing. Like, and just the energy in the building and everything. Yeah. Sexo Plaisir, shout out to them.
Yeah.
Basically, Jalisa with her basket.
Yeah,
Pania
Lux LP. Yeah.
Amazing.
Kind of high missed that event.
No, it was good. And basically,
smashing sweet.
Yeah, your table was amazing.
Yeah, we got the Barbie line coming out. So come on, September.
Look what he just did for a show. We got the Barbie line coming out.
You've been talking about the Barbie line.
I should have never linked up Solana and Porsche together.
No, we're going to take over.
Actually, I got a business proposal for my friend here.
Well, that's what's up. But, you know, that's what it's about.
Yeah,
you know,
I think we should collab a Big Will Porsche and call it Kitty Box.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, big up.
It's not the Kitty Box.
We can make it work.
Yeah, big up sales from HLR.
Oh, for sure.
I'm going to have to get into designing lingerie soon. No sustainable lingerie.
We could definitely make it work.
Your husband's like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We are okay on that.
Definitely make it work. Cross marketing. That's what it is.
100%.
Okay. You know, I guess I got some more events to promote. So we have Rhythm and Brunch brought to you by 928 Agency. The coziest brunch in the city. So that's going to be June 26th. Me and DJ Maggie will do something special. He'll be on the ones and twos. I've always wanted to do an R&B set because I can't sing and I can't rap. But I still want to give it the feeling that I can. So I'm going to get one of those bar stools. And I'm going to put a mic. I'm going to have a little scarf like one of those poets. And me and Maddie are going to create a thing. And it's going to be kind of like a music soul child, R&B unplugged. Okay. But I ain't going to be singing. I'm just going to be doing a whole bunch of wild intros. So it's the coziest brunch, rhythm and brunch. I've been going crazy on my Linktree, so I better see some clicks.
Okay.
Everything we're advertising is on the Morning Detour Linktree, Detour 514. Even on the W Moonchase on IG, it's in the Linktree, everything we're advertising. I'm going to the Dab Bar opening, Groundwood and Travis Ouiz. In Oka tomorrow. Okay. It's a little bit of a drive there. Shout out to my boy Floss from Smoke Break Entertainment. And Broad Street Champlain is a new reggae and dancehall spot.
Okay.
Oh, hold on, let me get my phone. Let me do it properly. Nice. It's a new reggae and dancehall spot. The man, you know, when the hood dudes hit you up and say, yo, okay, promote the thing still fine. that's Porsche's people.
No, but that's good, though. That's good that the city's reopening. So that's an amazing thing.
So that's Brasserie Champlain Presents. Hold the vibes every Friday, reggae and dancehall. It's going to start tonight. Sounds by DJ AK, Uptown Sounds, and much more. So that's 7880 Sherbrooke Street East. So that's reggae and dancehall. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah, we've been doing that.
Sherbrooke Street East?
Yeah.
That's far.
that's far.
For who?
True, I'm on the west side, so yeah.
I'm in the west side too, so I feel you.
Listen, we have no sympathy for none of you guys on the west side. I don't know where you guys are going with it. There's supposed to be another brethren to promote his event, but he's not here, so let's jump to the Khan interview. So we have Khan Buba. I spoke to him about a New York Post article talking about maybe it's the parents not recognizing they have a mental illness and they're passing it down to their kids. Mm-hmm. So let me talk to Khan because his specialty is teens and young adults. I'm talking about bullying and self-esteem. Mm-hmm. I think someone else that he does as well. Interpersonal relationships as well. Mm-hmm. So he has a degree in counseling psychology from McGill. And he went to Loyola. So that's crazy. Amazing. But don't worry. I got some jokes about Loyola in a couple weeks. I bury you not. So this interview with Khan got really deep. It was really dope. You know, it's always good to have the specialist in the building.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't take my word for it. DJ Maddie, let's play this Khan interview. Let's get it going. It's the Morning Detour. When we come back, I think there's some more community updates. I think it's like a stripper party we're supposed to be advertising.
Oh, really?
Okay. He done brought the Hennessy early in the morning. all I keep thinking, I say, yo, what throwback coat am I going to wear to Dame Dollar's opening game in Syracuse? I got the throwback McGill I got off Aaliyah. I'm trying to get my outfit right.
I'm going to have to design him something, put him on a billboard.
Listen, man. Right?
Before I can't afford you.
The Morning Detour, we bring people together. We are like the Hot 97 of North America, of Canada. You know, we the Power 105. If you're popping in music or arts or industry, you come to the Morning Detour. You come by, say hello.
Definitely.
We got the Wildin' Brothers. They're bringing up Oso City. They're bringing up DJ Buffy. All them guys.
DJ Who Kid.
I'm going to tell them. This should be the spot for everybody to stop. Give me 2 minutes. Yeah. Give me 2 minutes. I'm a big fan of DJ Puffy. Give me 2 minutes. Me and Ricky Not Nice is about to not be friends no more. I reached out to Ricky and said, I need to get Noah Power on the show. I think he's one of the best
for sure
party dancehall hosts in the world.
Life of the party. I'm on that as well. So
yeah.
I'm a fan. You. I stumble upon him.
I got you.
I'm a fan. And he's coming to Montreal and I can't get an interview?
I got you.
Can't is not in your vocabulary. I mean, you will get that interview.
You know what I mean? I can't beg for love, you know, I can't beg for love, you know, the mental illness.
No, it's not that. Jake. Like, but it's not.
Jake told you I'm getting treatment for it.
On behalf of Ricky Not Nice and the whole team, we're basically promoting that event.
Okay.
There's a lot of people coming through. DJ Young Chow is coming through. Don't forget that.
No, Young Chow. Shout to Sabby. Young Chow's already locked in. Young Chow's coming by the detour. That's for sure. Oh, yeah.
We got you.
Talk about this cooler fight he did a couple of years back. Changed my life.
No, for sure. Just to let you know, one thing I forgot. This weekend, Royalty Sound are having a sound clash.
Big sound clash, family.
Big sound clash. Yeah. So basically, for your tickets, hit us up. Show up at the door and all that. If anything, just give me a call. For anything that you need in the city, 514-434-4426. That is my direct line. Yes. Call me directly. 514-434-4426. Big Will got you.
Yeah, we want the direct line. Okay, So let's play some more music. No, we're gonna go to the con interview. I'm getting lost in the Rima vibe here with DJ Man and What's the Deuce. Keep it locked. It's the Mind CKT 9.3 FM. This is the More Detour. Yes, Montreal. Welcome back to the More Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. So the beginning of May was Mental Illness Week. But I feel like every day 365, we should bring awareness to mental health because Lord knows it's been troubling times. In the last 2 weeks alone, we've seen the shooting in Buffalo. And most recently, we've seen the shooting in Texas. How could a young individual go into an elementary school and kill kids and teachers? What kind of soul does this person have? So I said, you know what? Let me bring on an expert. He's a counselor. He has a degree in counseling and psychology from McGill. He works primarily with young teens and young adults, specialized in the areas of interpersonal relationships, bullying, self-esteem, which I think are all areas that I think were directly affecting both of these shooters. So I'd like to introduce to the show, friend of the show, my man, Khan Booba. How you doing, sir?
What's good? Thanks for having me, man.
Listen, before we start, you did a great job on the fireside with Sabby about relationships and blacks dating over 30. It was a great conversation. I learned a lot.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's get into this a little bit. You have experience working with teens, young adults. The New York Post had an article written by Naomi Schaefer Riley, written on May 21st. It said, too many children are at risk because of their parents' mental illness. So based on your experience, are we looking at causation or correlation there with maybe some of these shooters, some of these young kids acting out violently, can it be correlated to maybe their parents had a mental illness and it was passed down? Does that make sense for you?
It can be. And I think what's important is that for the most part, I like to approach things with the saying that only extreme situations require extreme responses. And so to me, an extreme would be to kind of funnel everything that happened or with those shooters into one singular cause and to say it was this. I think it's a myriad of things and the intersectionality of a number of aspects of that person's life or who they are in their environment that can come together to lead towards that. So now, can your relationship with your parents or the environment or the culture in which a parent establishes at home impact mental health? Absolutely. And it's different ways. It doesn't have to be necessarily that your parents are themselves suffering or dealing with mental illness or mental illness issues, but rather the environment of the home, the relationship, unconditional love, how much care versus neglect, attention, needs being met, how kids are developed, how their self-esteem, identities develop, what they're there's so much that goes into it that doesn't necessarily mean that the parents have mental health. The other piece of it is yes, because one of the most significant and earliest or maybe even dominant forms of learning that we all engage in as human beings is observational learning, right? Yeah. We pick up from what we see, what we pick up relative to what's modeled to us, and that starts at home. Our most significant and constant relationship is with our parents. Yeah. So to that end, it can, yes. In the same way they say anxious parents raise anxious children.
Yeah.
Right? The behaviors that are modeled can be adopted, or the behaviors that are endured in that environment, in that relationship, can definitely shape an individual, good, bad, or somewhere in between. So absolutely. Then I think when you look at, not exclusively, but when you look at the Black community, there's also the notion of intergenerational trauma.
Yeah.
That trauma can be passed down by an individual or by a group or community across several generations. Yeah. So when you look in the way that works is, it's not that it changes our DNA, but rather it changes the way that certain genes are expressed, and then that gets passed down. So if you understand that concept, and then you understand what constitutes trauma, it makes a little bit more sense. Think of not universally, but for a lot of individuals in our community, they deal with limited access to resources, yeah. right? Limited access to support, whether that's social, emotional, parenting, or mental health. Growing up in impoverished areas, whether that comes to schools as well. The pressure of being a single parent, right? More in this engaging in a survival mode and tactics in general or to parenting rather than thriving and living, mm-hmm. right? All of that plays a part into it. The traumas that our parents experienced, and our parents are parents who lived through the civil rights movement, right?
Yeah.
All of that is carried down. Think of the way oftentimes we're parented in this very authoritarian, borderline, militant, incredibly strict, rigid, because we don't have the freedom or the privilege to just be kids or to just be humans or to just express or be ourselves. You see our other counterparts of different races having the freedom to run around and make noise at school. And we're like, no, because that's what we needed. We needed to be out of sight and out of mind. We needed to be as much as possible being melanated in the background to not draw undue attention. But that's carried down, right? That's passed along. And the greatest source of information on how to parent is how you were parented.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you understand that, and I'm not dropping sage-like wisdom, right? I'm saying
people will readily understand. Yeah.
I'm not even a parent, but if you can come to understand all of that and then you put those pieces together, it builds a puzzle, and that image starts to become a little bit more clear as to what we see in future subsequent generations or in children. And I know it's a bit long-winded, but I hope
But this is what we brought you on for. You know, you got the degree from McGill. This, you know, we want to hear the knowledge because we keep seeing all these reports. Now, you know, a lot of psychotherapists and psychologists are saying now that mental illness is something that should be understood and not treated or fixed. Now, my issue now with mental illness now, it's hard to identify. Mm-hmm. So, in the counselor world, in the therapy world, in the psychologist world, you know, in those conversations, in those spaces, how do you guys kind of, you know, what's the vibe in terms of identifying mental illness? Because it's pretty, in my mind, it's pretty arbitrary at this point.
I can't and won't speak for everybody, but yeah. Personally, I think with the comment that was made, it's a little bit of both. I think that a lack of understanding leads to misconceptions and labeling and judgment and leads to fear and leads sometimes to transgressions or atrocities, right? And I think we as the Black community or a BIPOC community or a marginalized community readily understand the dangers of people not understanding who we are, but still having the power to determine and control our realities or our lives. And so to that end, I think universally across different contexts, including in mental health, understanding is imperative. I think in terms of human relations as a whole, understanding is imperative, and a lack of understanding is a large reason why we see so many of the atrocities and oppression that's present today. So I definitely think understanding needs to happen. If you don't understand me, you don't see me fully. If you don't understand and see me fully, you can't possibly be in a position to want to or have the ability to meet my needs. So to that end, understanding is key. And then based on the understanding, I think that will determine if something needs to be treated or to what degree or in what fashion, right? Mental illness, the struggles of it are very pervasive in our society. It's very, extremely common. Not everybody meets, you know, the level of the criteria for a diagnosis, but chances are the majority of the people that you know have dealt with it in some way or another. And so that's how I would position. I think you can't understand society as a whole without having a place and an understanding and appreciation for mental health or mental illness, because it is woven itself into the fabric or the culture of our society. It's as much as not necessarily everyone experienced it, I would still deem it part of the human experience. In the same way, you might say that not everybody gets to experience love in a romantic relationship. Yeah. Most people would say that is part of the human experience.
Oh, man, that's what I said. Listen, boy, see, when you get the degrees, this is the difference between a regular person and someone that gets the degrees. Montreal, my city, I'm speaking with Colin Bubo. He's a counselor. He's a degree in counseling and psychology from McGill. We've been discussing if too many children are at risk because of their parents' mental illness. Well put, Colin. Listen, I love having you on. We could speak for hours. Now, before I let you go, I know you have a lot of things going on. You hot. Every time I turn around, you talking somewhere. Let the people know how they can follow you and what are some of your upcoming projects?
So I continue to maintain my private practice part-time as a counselor in psychology. I also currently work as a consultant, so both in the field of psychology and mental health in general and specific to Black and BIPOC needs. And then as well as a consultant in the area of equity, diversity, and inclusion. So doing part-time clinical work, part-time contract with a company in Ontario for EDI. I'm currently working with John Abbott right now, both as a consultant and providing presentations and what we've deemed now is conversations. I gotta copyright that.
But you're the Black unicorn. A lot of people don't know. You know. When we originally first met, I deemed you as the Black unicorn. So listen, if people don't know, I've said it throughout the show. I said, "Colin Bubo saved my life." You know, when I went through my anxiety fit, and I was contemplating suicide and all these crazy things. I say, you know what, Colin. I remember Colin telling me, hey, listen, if I was going through something, reach out to him and we could have a conversation. I just want to, you know, give a chance to give you your flowers and thank you. Because, you know, I didn't believe you saved my life.
Thank you for the offer. Thank you for the trust, right? It's not always easy to kind of reach out and explore yourself that way. So for you and in general, that just really means a lot that people see something in me enough to kind of come to me and trust me with that, right? And I treasure that. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, anyways, we'll have you back on the show soon enough because we're not out the woods with this mental health illness. But we'll check back in with you next month. I want to say thank you on behalf of the whole city for all your great work in the BIPOC community. Just, you know, being a pillar, you know, for the conversation as a constant professional. Colin Bubo, Montreal, my city.
And thank you. Thank you for being a platform, whether it's people in our community or just for topics that need to be discussed. Like, you don't shy away from things. And I think there's a lot of learning and understanding and people and connection or sense of community that comes through doing what you do. So I think it's probably understated how valuable and important what you do is in your show. And so from the bottom of my heart, I think I speak for a lot of people in the community.
I appreciate you.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yo, what's going on? This is Russ.
I know I'm fine.
Russ.
But the money makes me handsome.
The Journey is Everything Tour.
I seduce you, babe.
Saturday, May 28th, Place Bell.
Got the best on earth. Yeah.
Russ. With special guests, Boogies and Caitlin. Tickets on sale now at evenko.ca. Russ, The Journey is Everything Tour.
And the fans are asking for it. They're loving it.
What they want, what they want, what they want.
Yo, what's going on? This is Russ.
I know I'm fine.
Russ.
But the money makes me handsome.
The Journey is Everything Tour.
I seduce you, babe.
Saturday, May 28th, Place Bell.
Got the best on earth. Yeah.
Russ. With special guests, Boogies and Caitlin. Tickets on sale now at evenko.ca. Russ, The Journey is Everything Tour.
And the fans are asking for it. They're loving it.
What they want, what they want, what they want.
So busy.
I'm going to load up all the mics. Good morning, Montreal. 8:33 in the morning. This is the number one morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour on the mic, CKT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside Portia, Kisses, Smash the Sweet MTL. I'm alongside the girl with the dragon tattoo,
the real Svetlana. She got the blue check. I'm still aiming for mine. She's been on multiple billboards. I ain't get one yet. There's an event coming on. I got my brother on the show right here. Let's talk about gifts. I mean, everybody needs to follow your blueprint.
Yes, yes.
Everybody
yes,
needs to follow your yes, blueprint yes, here. Yes. So you have a great event coming up on July 16th. It's called The Show.
Show.
It's a dancers and fashion show. Is it male and female dancers?
Male and female dancers.
Oh, boy. Okay, so...
Turn it up.
So big up Don't Stay Thirsty Promotions. Don't stay yeah. Okay. Yeah, listen, no, don't be thirsty, Solana. Don't be thirsty.
I'm not thirsty. I'm
okay, hold on. Before I start, Solana, Portia, have you guys been to a sex dance show before?
Yes, I have.
I've been to one, yes.
Oh, well, actually, guys, yes, I have. Some guys in relationships are against their ladies going to these nights. Have you guys, Portia's face. Do you guys have a commentary on that before we go into it?
I have commentary. First of all, I don't like the men's shows. I go for the women's shows. I find it's more interesting. When I used to go to the clubs, I used to go to ones in Atlanta and everything. Go to Magic City. I went to those spots. It's more fun. The guys' shows, it's just, I don't know. I can't take it in. Thank you.
No, well, this one's going to be sexy. It's called The Show. We have male and female dancers. And you know what? It's not just the show. They got the fashion show as well. Exactly. A little bit of lingerie. Okay.
Yeah, bikini showdown. You name it. It's crazy. Wet t-shirt, whatever, everything.
You know, Solana got the eco-friendly
body
swimsuit.
Paint.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, everything's going down.
Okay, so let me give out the dates and the address, and then you'll give us the breakdown with the bottles. I see one ticket says $250. I'm seeing drinks all night, open bar all night. So it's Saturday, July 16, 2022. That weekend's going to be a crazy weekend because that Sunday is Oso City. Boy, see, do the stripper thing on Saturday, and then on Sunday, you go to the Beach Cup for Oso City. It's a beautiful thing, Montreal.
Exactly,
we outside.
Exactly.
So it's... And you have the comedy show on 15. Friday.
There you go.
It's a triple entendre. And on Friday, too, HLR Sales puts out some new music every Friday. So things are happening. So the show, Saturday, July 16th, 420 Avenue Lafleur in LaSalle. Oh, boy, we're going back to Texas on this one. Yeah. We about to shut it down right here. Big Will's going to come there all lathered up. In that Woosa swimsuit. Yep. I want you to give Big Will the most biodegradable shorts in life. Okay, so talk to me about this open bar thing. I see a ticket's $150, I see one ticket's $150, one ticket's $250. Let the people know, what does this come with? How's everything break down?
Well, the first 100 early bird tickets is $150. Mm-hmm. After that, $250. You can't get in at the door. No coming at the door.
Yeah, we like
that. Ticket holders only.
Okay, so what does it come with? So for the early bird tickets, the $150. So you have the drinks all night. And what else does that come with?
Well, it comes with food, everything. The Jerk Food Fest boys are going to be there catering.
Hold on. You got to listen, when you come to the detour, you got to open up with the food talk first. The food, you know, we do the juice talk, shout out to Triumph, but you got to open with the food. This will be jerk chicken there?
Yeah.
Jerk chicken?
Jerk Food Fest boys.
Half naked women and men? And a fashion show?
Yeah.
It's a busy weekend in July.
It's going to be crazy.
You know, it's my
crazy
birthday month. You know, my birthday coming up in a month. Shout out to all my cancers in the streets. Oh, man.
So, bottles all night. Open bar bottles. You can go to the table. If you're at table one and you feel like you can drink a bottle, you drink it. You call for the tip. You call the waiter. You tip her. Drink it. You will need another bottle. Call for it. You want five brethren. Everything crisp. Five bottles.
What
bottles
is
after bottles after bottles after bottles. All night.
Don't say
go for bottles and some food.
Hold on, hold on. Let's get the wine in the shot here. It says The Show and everything on it already, the Cabernet and all of that. Okay.
I'll be the bottle girl for it. Never doing this again.
See that? I told you. The young Svetlana, older Svetlana, things is moving. Oh my God. So that's The Show, dancers and fashion shows happening Saturday, July 16th, 420 Avenue Lafleur. It's brought to you by Don't Stay Thirsty Promotion. Listen, we got some tickets to give away. Y'all got to wait for next week. You know what I mean? Because we got the Oddly interview to back up. But stay with us. We're going to talk about entertainment a little bit because you're in the game. You're a promoter. You're getting mixy. Let's talk about mental health illness a little bit here, Solana. A lot of people look at entertainers and people that are famous and say, hey, listen, you guys don't suffer no pains. You guys don't have no bipolar. You guys have no mental illness. You're popular. You're famous. And the money's right. But no one talks about the pressure. First of all, you got to put out fire content to stay relevant.
Yep.
Second of all, you have people that's going to, you know, whether, you know, depend on your skin color, there's all of that too, whether you're black, white, whatever, kid. Someone's dealing with some pressures of that as well. And of course, you know, Dre talks about often the hate.
Oh, the hate is real.
When you rise to the top, the journey to the top is very lonely, Portia.
It is.
So much like I believe it is. We're going worldwide with Barbie on the cake. Barbie and cake going worldwide. So, Lauren, talking a little bit about the mental health that celebrities have to deal with, dealing with the pressure of being a celebrity in itself.
Well, from my aspect of it, you know, when I used to live in New York, came back to Montreal a few years ago, and I started rebuilding myself. Mm-hmm. I left the modeling industry to do other things, and when I started growing my own image and everything on the gram and everywhere else, and then with the real hate came when I got that little blue check, and then I was like, oh, damn, it's going to happen. And it's a lot of pressure, because there's pressure from your followers that expect something. Then there's pressure from brands that expect something from you. Then there's pressure coming at every level. Yeah. Pressure when I go do interviews, and sometimes they don't send me the questions of what I'm going to get asked. But I came to a point now, I realized a few years ago, me being myself and as I am, I keep it real. Mm. So I'm like, that's why I'm like, put me in the hot seat. I don't care. Ask me whatever you want, because my life is an open book being out there. But there is the pressure, and a lot of it, people think it's the people you don't know.
Yeah.
It's in your circle. Yeah, you got to keep tightening it up and pulling people, keep weeding the snakes out of the grass.
And a lot of people don't talk about that, too. Shout out to Regine Kwaku, emotional relationship coach. You know, I got my session on Monday. Losing those friends. Mm. You know, when you start to ascend, you become popular, you start thinking, okay, it's going to be outside people. But it's also the friends closest to you.
Yeah.
You know... You have foresight and you know that things are going to change as you become more popular, but you never know where it's going to come from.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for some reason, it always comes from people that's closest to you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And then when you lose people, like, you know, I've lost friends. I thought we were going to be friends till we're 80. We're going to sit back and crack jokes. God bless sales. Me and sales have been friends at least 2 decades now. We've been doing music and hosting for years now. Mm-hmm. And you got to appreciate those relationships, because when you see other relationships that you thought was going to last a long time and they're no longer there, that affects your mental health as well.
Because,
like, you know, losing close friends is just as hurtful as losing a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to put it in the same box, but it is in the same box. Yeah. Relationship is a relationship. Some is a little bit more sexual or loving, and some is on a respect level with a friend. And we don't talk about that enough, man. We need our own, shout out to Natasha Pennycook. She has her own whole stable of mental illness psychologists and therapists. And we got to promote these kind of services to Black people. Like, there are people that look like you that you could get help from. Natasha Pennycook, David Archer, Khan Buba, and many like them. But we don't have many Black therapists in the country, but at least we know them all. And the more in detail, you can always reach out to me at Detour514, and I can point you in the right direction. Oh, man, so much stuff this morning.
Well, I'm telling you.
Oh, man, listen. Well, Portia's coming up. Portia, you know, you'll start doing a different kind of hating on Portia, because now you're going worldwide with your cakes.
Not excited. Not excited for the come up, not excited for what comes along with it.
You feel it more when you leave and you come back. When you do something big, because I'm going to continue going back to New York. New York's my heart. I lived there for over 15 years. But the more you do there, like, I have 4 more billboards coming out in New York this year. I have some in Miami coming out.
Another one.
You can't come back to the show until I get a billboard.
And then
that's gonna make 6. Hold on. You're on tour already. Hold on, that's 2 plus 4. Hold on. That's 6, DJ Maddie. What's going on here? All I know, July 15, I'm at Big Will's comedy show. On July 16, I'm at the show, dancers and fashion show. Don't Stay Thirsty promotion. You won't be thirsty on July 16th at the show.
No, or
open
hungry.
Open bar all night. Sales is like, sales ready. Yo, hold up, take it for me, no fam. He's ready to give me the real friends. Sales from HLR, real friends. So that's Saturday, July 16th, 2022, 420 Avenue Lafleur in LaSalle. Show starts at 9 p.m. For information, I can give out the number. For information, contact 438-686-2580. Listen, man, everything's included. There's even some jerk chicken out here.
You can come get tickets at DJ Kicks right here.
There's tickets available at DJ Kicks. We're going to give away tickets next week because I got to play this Oddly Cooley interview. Oddly enough, he wrote a book about his experience dealing with bipolar disease.
Yeah.
He's a great man, you know, dancer. He's a creative chef. How do you become a creative chef? Oh, Quietest Kept. Yo, shout out to Gourmet by Design. Mm-hmm. He did a charcuterie board for the Taboo. And those are charcuterie boards are really expensive. My man OG Mark, he was a server. Look at this guy, the young apprentice coming up in the event game. You know what I mean? So, it's been a great morning. Portia, when's next time we go? I guess next time we see is when we do the show on the boat. Yes. Something special. sometimes in June, so we'll give Portia a break so she'll sleep in on her Fridays. We got Blake coming next week. So Lana, friend of the show, love having you on the show. When can we have you back again? I know you're getting ready to go to New York. Let the people know once again. Woosah's on the road.
Yeah, New York Swim Week, which is on July 31st. I'm going back there on the 4th of June. Just to be able to do the casting, the promos, some TV interviews, some press out there, and let them know what I'm doing with my brand, because my brand is fully exclusive. It's for all bodies, because I say all bodies are good bodies.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how big or small you are. You can fit into my swim as I go to 4XL for women and for men.
We love the curves. We love the curves. That's a new drop. We love the curves.
So that's what I'm doing right now, and I'll be back and forth. Anytime you want me here, you know what, we're family. I'll always be here to show support anytime, and I will get you on a billboard. It's going to happen.
Listen, I might pull up to the show in some Woosah shorts.
Hey, I might show up in my swim.
If everybody's half naked, I'm only half naked too. We going out. So next week, we're going to give away tickets for the show Dancers and Fashion Show, brought to you by Don't Stay Thirsty Promotions. I'm seeing here open bar all night. It might get dangerous. No tickets at the door. Tickets are available at DG Kicks. So now we'll play this interview by Oddly Cooley. He wrote a book called Oddly Enough. Let's play it. Montreal, my city, good morning. I know it's gloomy, but we're going to have a great weekend. Either way, we outside. It's the Morning Detour. Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchaser. Now, the whole of May has been centered around mental health, and everybody in the city says, hey, listen, you have to get this gentleman on the show. We bumped up at a cocktail. They gave me his book. Everything is paid. So, Montreal, my city, if you don't know, Oddly has been honest enough. He's opened up his soul, his candor. You know, they say black men, we don't talk about emotions, we don't share. Oddly wrote a book called Oddly Enough. Is available on Amazon. I'll put the link up there in our bio, Detour514. You wrote a book about coping with bipolar disease in hope of helping others. Now, let's open up there. When did you figure it out within yourself that you had some form of mental illness or bipolar disease?
Well, first of all, as I said, I had my first episode, our breakdown episode, when I was about 26, 27, right? So, even when I went to the hospital, they didn't, you know, they filled up with a bunch of medication because they didn't know what was wrong with you. And when I went in, I was very high. So I went in very high. And so in that period, there was a whole kind of back and forth with meds. So me personally, to answer that question, I never accepted that I was bipolar till probably almost 3 to 5 years of the original, of my original breakdown. So,
yes.
So I had a breakdown, say, 27. So I would say by about within 5 years when I kind of went out and I started researching myself, because you have relapse. So yes. I was up and down, in and out of the hospital and so forth. So that's when I, you know, I took matters into my own hands and said, you know what, you know, I'm going to go and explore, you know, the situation. And then I realized that there was a connection with the bipolar. So they didn't even give me a label yet.
they know the label. You're probably the first black man in Montreal to go to the hospital and say, listen, there's something wrong with me. No, it's not the drugs. Oddly, it might have been the long list of things that you do. You're a fitness instructor. No, you're a creative chef.
Remember, at that time, I was a professional dancer. Like, so
yes.
I was dancing. When I was 27, I came to Montreal specifically to dance with ballet jazz. I was studying with them, and I was dancing. I was, like, on 24-7. I was teaching break dancing. Mm-hmm. So I was in the arts. That's all I did. So yeah. When I had my breakdown, as I said, there was no thought about mental health.
Yeah.
It's after the breakdown, we start investigating the whole mental health, and you know, I end up in a mental institution.
Yeah.
So that, you know, and they start giving you antipsychotic drugs, and then you go, okay, then start investigating. But when I accepted that I had an issue, and then I started to work towards recovery. Was a good 5 years into, as I said, my first breakdown.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit. How did you come about to accepting that you had an issue? Because, you know, I see a lot of black men, you know, I've spoken. Me, myself, oddly, I had an episode about last year. Did some things. All of a sudden, I started having panic attacks. Contemplated suicide. I had to meet, you know, God bless the fact that I do the show on CKT and I'm in line with a lot of different people. Khan Buba saved my life. We had him on the show this morning as well. Khan Buba saved my life. I had the foresight enough, oddly, to know, you know what? Something's wrong with me. Let me talk to somebody and not just be reactionary. Let me try see if I can get help. So now for you, how did you come to that kind of like moment clear or that lightning bolt moment where you're like, okay, you know what? Something's wrong with me. I can't just be dancing and breaking all over the place. I just use the medication, right?
No, well, everybody knew that knew me just knew that I had like a lot of energy, okay? Like, as I said, I played hockey, I played basketball, I was doing taekwondo. Like, I was, you know, see, if you look at, especially manic depressive, there's a lot of major athletes that are manic depressive, but they're more manic. So if you're always on, okay, if you're always on, you're not even questioning, you know, that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
So prior to my breakdown, I never questioned, as I said, my mental health in a sense. Yeah. Because, you know, when I wasn't dancing, I was going to taekwondo class or, you know, I was going to pick up basketball. So this energy that was there that as long as I kept moving, you know, there was no question it. But when I had the breakdown, like when I crashed, it's like you crash, then it all started to...
Yeah, it started to overflow. Man, I was suffering from the same thing, Ollie. We so busy, we don't have time to really slow down and to take in all the emotions and all the things that we're going through. So when things started to slow down last year, my cup overflowed, Ollie.
Yep.
Now, I got too emotional. I needed your book then, Montreal, My City. I'm speaking with mental health coach, philanthropist. He's friends with Bell. Let's Talk. He's a newly author. He's written a book called Oddly Enough. It's available on Amazon. It's about, you know, his personal battle with mental illness and bipolar disease. Ali, what was it like writing the book? As a black man, I want to say thank you for writing the book, for your honesty. Because most men wouldn't have done that. Most men, especially, you know, listen, you're popular, you're known, you're a somebody. Typically, when somebody's a somebody, they don't want to show the cracks. They don't want to show the weakness within them. What made you go outside yourself and say, you know what, I think my story might help other people?
Well, you know, it was kind of a fluke. Like, everything happens. because it wasn't. Okay, as you see, the book was written about me because I actually, it was one of my students that I was helping out, the original book. And she was going through a divorce. And I trained her pro bono, like, you know, because she needed my help. And I just put it out there and I went and I said, okay, I will train you, you know, given a certain time. And while we were working out, we kind of exchanged. And when we were talking, I started opening up to her because everybody always saw me as this rock and, you know, like I never had any issues.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I told her about my challenges, you know, like my dad left when I was 16 years old and I had to kind of grow up being the man at the house at 16. So I come from a very spiritual background, you know, religious, you know, as most Jamaicans or Caribbean in general. So what happened is my mother, or my upbringing in the church, you know, my spiritual background really helped me a lot in my journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there was a fight between the medical side and the spiritual side. So when I was able to, you know, put it all together, because I said, just to finish the whole answer for the book, when Leslie said she couldn't pay me cash for my work and she felt a little bit guilty, she would write my book, write my story, right? And as I said, the Lord works in mysterious ways, right? So as opposed to paying me, we had a barter and an exchange.
Yeah.
And there was no idea how the store would go so viral. Because my family, they're Jamaicans. They don't talk about mental illness.
No, it's the hush society. Jamaicans got the hush society.
I know. But you don't get support from your own family, yeah. much less the community. Yeah. So when it got so viral, and especially with COVID, all of a sudden I'm sitting on a $1 billion thing. God, mental health now is everything. Like, I'm getting called like crazy to talk. So my job is really just to stay sane. But to answer the question, the book is a roadmap to help anybody that wants guidance, right? Mm. Because they don't have to go to where I went. If you open a book and you read it, you can it'll direct you to the proper facilities, psychiatrists, doctors, and so forth. And you don't have to lose everything like I did. God, that's what happened. I crashed, I burned. I lost custody of my son. I lost my house. Everything.
Damn, Audrey.
Yeah. So
and you bounced back. What
bounced back?
What kept you going? What kept you going? How do you? Who saved you? Or did you save yourself?
No. Well, it's a bit of both. This is what I'm saying. The spiritual side of me, because my mom was my rock. Because my family, my mother, when I had given up. I was in a hospital in Toronto, the Wesley Hospital, and I've given up. I said, well, I mean, we're done with this. I'm just going to stay in the hospital, have 3 squares a day, you know. And take
your pills and call it a day, yeah.
Yeah. And my mother came into the hospital and physically lift me up off the bed. She's 130, 140 pounds. Lift me up off the bed and put me down off the bed and said, you have God's work to do, okay? Because you're here for a purpose. Okay, by that time I'd lost custody of my son. I didn't see my son for over almost 15 years, right? You know, because the woman set the court on me because he's mad.
Yeah.
Right? But to answer your question, what got me through it was definitely spirituality and the faith. Because when I when I first got manic, I got arrested by the police, beaten up. End up in Parthenay, dragged around like a ragamuffin. And then at the same time, when I was incarcerated and, you know, going between Parthenay and the Allen Memorial Hospital and even Queen Street in Toronto, there was a psalm that kept coming to me, Psalms 23rd, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. Yeah. And the thing just hold me. And no, it's just no matter what happened to me, I just kept regurgitating the 23rd Psalms. And when I would go into the when I was in Parthenay, I had natives, I had, like the First Nation and that, they would feed me. You know, I don't need know these people, that would say, I have to make sure this man eat, right? Yeah. Because I had an appetite, because, you know, I don't know if anybody, when you manic, or when you burn a lot, if you're an athlete and you burn, you're going to eat.
Yeah, you're hungry. Yeah,
I'm always hungry.
You and I are alike. You know, I love my food. Trust me.
So you're burning, because that's what I'm saying. If you look at a lot of athletes, if you see the top athletes in the world, they have manic behaviors because they're doing, they're competing. They're always engaged.
Yeah.
It's only when you have a breakdown now, you have a time to stop.
Yeah.
And when I stop. And I was literally sitting there. Then I started to go within myself. And that's when the healing started.
Right? Oh, man.
And I had to conform because I was a major rebel, right? I had my dreadlocks out there, you know.
Trust me.
You know, I want to burn down Babylon.
You can't give them too much, Ali. We want them to go read the book. It's already engaging. Listen, Lifetime has to call you. CBC got to call. We gotta do the 3-part miniseries. Who would play you in the 3-part miniseries if your life was a movie?
Who would play me? Denzel, if he's not busy.
One show I've been speaking with Ollie Cooley, mental health coach, philanthropist. He's probably one of the top advocates for mental health awareness in the country at this point. Everybody's coming through you.
Well, this is my fifth year with Bell Let's Talk. Because as I said, especially for black men, you know, we're not allowed to cry. We're not allowed to. Our manhood is always based on, you know, like what poor Will Smith. I'll go slap out my
you know, he's going through some. No,
but I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that prior to that award show, the man was on edge.
Yeah.
And that just pushed him over the edge, you know? Yeah. And, you know, so I'm just saying to all the brothers and sisters out there, it's okay to step back, you know, because instead of staying in a relationship.
Don't be so gloomy. Try
CKUT 90.3 FM.
It worked.
Oh, goody.
Thanks.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and whoa. Good morning and welcome live from MCR at CKUT. This is Jazz Amok.
We ain't got that way.